What are you calling right now?
Today is Daf Pei Beis. You're on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Second bottom line, Boy Menei Rav Amir of Nachman. We'll learn today. Okay, 1 second. We'll learn today for Fuhr Shleva for Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril. Boy Menei Rav Amir of Nachman. Tashmer Shamita L'Rabbanon. Now, we said yesterday, right, according to the Rabbanon, the issue of Tashmer Shamita is Inu Nefeshu O Dvarim Shebeino Lebeina. Which one is it? Is it Inu Nefesh or is it Dvarim Shebeino Lebeina? Look at the bottom run. Not the bottom one. L'Rabbanon Tibaylach. Now, okay, you know, before we get to the run, let's just listen for a minute. Amalei, we're going to learn later on. Amalei, Tanisha, we learned that already. We're going to learn in a mission later on. Natula ani min ha-Yehudim. If a woman makes a neder, I am withdrawing from all Jews. Natula ani min ha-Yehudim. I'm withdrawing from all Jews. Nothing more to do with Jews. Yafar chelko. The husband can be made for his portion. Umisham shaso. And then he can have relations with his wife. Utehen natula min ha-Yehudim. And the rest of Jews, she's taka aser from. Right? The rest of Jews, she's taka aser. Now, that story that we just read is a Mishnah later in the Masechta. Not that many pages left, but it's later in the Masechta. We're going to have it every day now for the next week. Dissecting that statement. Now, the Gemara says as follows. E amrit ni neder inu nefesh hu. If it's inu nefesh, Amai tehe netulu min ha-Yehudim. Why? We amai tehe neder inu nefesh hu. Amai tehe netulu min ha-Yehudim. Right? What does that mean? Yeah, amai tehe, right. We learned earlier in the week, if something is inu nefesh, then the husband's made for it regarding everybody else also. So why only him is a mutter? The rest of the world, she can't have anything to do with. Why? If it's inu nefesh, it's even for achirim. That's the premise of the question. Inu nefesh is even for achirim, and beino lebeino is only for him. So if it's inu nefesh, then why is she still austered every other Jew? Obviously.
That's not a better question.
Yeah.
The better question is, how does he make the nefesh she made? And I'll cut off parts of
that. The Gemara is going to ask that question in the next day, 2 days. That's just it. Every day, the Gemara is going to ask that question. It's a good question. The Gemara is going to ask it. Excellent question. But we'll get to that one. This one is, 1 second, if it's Inu Nefesh, then what kind of heter is it? What kind of mission is this? Shmamina must be Dvarim Shemino Levena Havin. It must be Dvarim Shemino Levena. Right? Therefore, the husband can only master himself, not the rest of the world. Now, So the Gemara says, not such a raya. Why? Maybe, l'rabbanon tibaylach, maybe the Rabbanon's question was, d'netul anim in ha-Yehudim, Rabbi Yossi k'tani la, this Mishnah was in Rabbi Yossi's world. Now let's go back and look at the Ran. Look at the Ran, l'rabbanon tibaylach. Second to last run on the page. Second to last line. Mishum dinatula anim in ha-Yehudim. That Mishnah, which we're going to get to, we didn't get to it yet, but we're going to get to it, is Rabbi Yossi Ketani La. Rabbi Yossi learned that Mishnah. Ula didei lo have inu nefesh. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's for sure not inu nefesh, kidetani b'raisel el. We learned that already. Rabbi Yossi's definition of inu nefesh is much different. It's not inu nefesh according to Rabbi Yossi. So, why not? I don't remember why not. Would we say why it wasn't inu nefesh according to Rabbi Yossi? Like the case of the showering, all those cases. He held none of that inu nefesh. So it's Dvarim Shebeino Lebeina. Fine. You tell me this mission is a riot to the Rabbanon? No. This mission has nothing to do with the Rabbanon. This mission is Rabbi Yossi said it. Rabbi Yossi has a whole different definition of inu nefesh. Dam Rav Huna, Kule Pirkad, Rabbi Yossi he. This whole parak is Rabbi Yossi. Every mission in this parak is Rabbi Yossi. Mimai, how do you know? Kivon Diktani, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi said, Ein Elu Nidra Inu Nefesh. Remember we had earlier in the Mishnah? few days ago. This is not Inu Nefesh. He said that. Then he said, Lamale su lemisne hareze yefer divra Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi have to continue and say hareze yefer? Shmamina mikan ve'elech Rabbi Yossi hi. So what do you see? Everything going forward is Rabbi Yossi. The whole perek, this perek is all Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, it's not a riot to the Rabbanan. What would the Rabbanan say in such a case? We don't know. Okay. No, it's anything.
Exactly.
Well, but what do you mean? According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not Inu Nefesh.
I understand that.
So there. What about the Rabbanan? We don't know because the Rabbanan. We don't know. No. Well, so it's a nafkamina. He can be made for it no matter what. What's the nafkamina if it's Inu Nefesh or Dvarim Shebina Levin? Huh? Other people.
Exactly.
So we haven't resolved this question.
Exactly. He can go both ways.
Correct. Correct. He can go both ways. Correct. We don't have an answer. Okay. Next statement. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Delevi. Kol Nedarim Baal Mefer Leishto. Any neder, the Ran says in one line, if it's a neder of Inu Nefesh, any neder of Inu Nefesh, the Baal can be Mefer. Chutz, except Min Hana'asi Al Ploni She'eno Mefer. If the wife says, I'm not giving Hana'ah to Ploni, I'm not serving Ploni. Your friends come over for a card game. I'm not bringing the drinks out. I'm not doing that. That's not Inu Nefesh. It's the opposite of Inu Nefesh. Right? She wants to make her life easier. So, that's not Inu Nefesh. I'm not going to serve what's his name. That's not Inu Nefesh. It could be, you know, it's a guest, whatever. But it's not Inu Nefesh.
No,
it's for sure not. It's the opposite of it. It's making her life easier. That's not Inu Nefesh. Aval Hanas Ploni Olai Mefer. But if she says, I won't get Hanah from what's his name, Daddy Kiri Mefer. Right? Daddy Kiri Mefer. Now, one second. Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, it said, Peros Medina Zu Olai Yavi Min Medina Acheras. If she said, I'm not going to eat fruits from this country, can he be made for it? The Mishnah said, no, because get fruit from somewhere else. So when she says, I'm not going to have enough from this guy, why is he made for that? The other guy have enough from. It's the same thing. It's the same case. Right? The Ran says, right here, Yavi mi Medina Acheres, Avo Peros Osa Medina, but the Peros taka from this country, Mitzray aleha. She can't have them. Ve'ena yachal lahafer. And he can't be made for it. Why can't he be made for it? Because it's a very small inconvenience for her. Ve'kolshkein bomeres hanos ploni alai. She'ena yachal lahafer. Why can't he be made for that? He can't be made for it. Just like when she makes a nedda, I'm not gonna have that store. I'm not gonna go to that store. Right? So we said, so go to the other store. Can't be made for that. So why is this any different? Yeah? You got a question? Amr of Yosef, Rav Yosef answered, Dika Amra Shetavi. The Mishnah is talking about, now we're changing the Mishnah. What was the case in the Mishnah? A woman said, I'm not going to go to that store. The husband can't be made for it. Why? Go to the other store. That's only a case of Shetavi. What's Shetavi? Look at the Ran. The Ka'amra, it's the last Ran before the lines get wide. We're not reading the whole Ran, don't worry. The Ka'amra, Shetavi Ata. Shetavi Ata. Meaning, Kigon. The Ka'amra, Peros Medina Zu Alai, Im Tevim Ata. They're only usher to me if you bring it. She says to her husband, I really don't like you. I don't want you bringing me anything. But if someone else goes to the store for her, lo asar temaleha, it's not asar. Therefore, given the yeshla takana ba'os and peiros also medina al yedei acher, since someone else can bring it, lo dami lahanos ploni alai, the lesay takana lahanos miyasa ploni. When she makes a nedra, I'm not, sir, I'm not having enough from you. I'm not having enough from you from your cousin who's coming. I'm not going to have enough from him. There is no way to get enough from him. That it can be made for. Here, in the case of the Mishnah, the case of the store, or the Medina, all she said was, I don't want you bringing me anything from that store. Not that I'm not going to the store. Just that you shouldn't bring it to me. That's a very tiny thing. So let someone else bring it. Therefore, he can't be made for it. Got that?
Yeah, but why can't it be made for one more person?
What?
You can't.
So it's considered a very big. It's considered Inan Nefesh. It's considered a big Inan Nefesh. The other case, the case now of the Mishnah, is not Inan Nefesh. It's a tiny Inan Nefesh.
All right, so that's tiny, but this is also pretty tiny.
What?
When you say you. Okay, so somebody else will do it. How expensive is that?
I'm not very much. You're also now making
that's not expensive at all.
Yeah.
So also now you're making percentages. How you're gonna walk the step. Now it's not exactly as much, so a little bit.
I hear.
Also now you're planning to fall.
Yeah, I hear. Because the next Gemara is going to ask the same exact question. The Mishnah had two cases. The case was Medina. One case was Medina, and one case was the store. So we just explained, the Medina meant, not that I'm going to ask myself from the whole Medina. No. I'm only asking that you shouldn't bring it from the Medina. But someone else can. What kind of Eden Ephesus is that? Very, hardly no Eden Ephesus at all. You can't be made for that. But when I say I'm not going to have enough from one person in the whole world, that's a big deal. This is what the Gemara says. Yeah.
So that's case. That goes to Punter Joseph.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Now Toshma. I don't know.
But there would still be us.
Right. Now Toshma. Peros chen v'nitze alai. Now the same case in the Mishnah. Right. A woman said, "I'm not going to go to that store." And yachal hafer. He can't be made for it. Why? Go to the other store. Go to the other store. Plenty of other stores around. Right? So how is that different than being not having enough from one guy? Same thing. So the Gemara gives exactly the answer. Hachanami dekaama kisha taviata. It's when you brought it. Only you can go from that store. Right? Right? So therefore, since you can't have enough from someone else to bring this from the store, it's a very tiny Inu Nefesh, and therefore you can't be made for it. Okay, good. So far, so good. I think it makes sense. No. Now,
it makes. I mean, it's they don't qualify. That's, let's say, depending if it's a small town and they don't.
Oh, so the Mishnah said, but if you only shop at one store,
right,
then he can be made for it, right? That's what the Mishnah said. Right. Now, lo ha'yipana sasa el.
That I don't want you to bring it, doesn't that make it by definition
Ben Elvin? What?
If he says, I don't want you to
bring it. We're not talking about Ben Elvin, I'm talking about
Eden Nefesh. No,
it could very well be, yes. Yes. It doesn't have to be the husband, it could be someone else.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't want my next door neighbor going to the store for me.
So,
so someone else could do it. No, it's not Ben Elvin, Ben Elvin is only the husband. Yeah. So the next part of the Mishnah said, if they only shop at that store, right? I don't remember if the Rod said it or the Mishnah itself said it, that store gave them credit, so they didn't have to pay every time they went in. That's a huge benefit. So if that's the case, then she said, I'm not going to that store. Hareza yafer. Now we change the whole case around. What do we say? Not a case of not going to the store at all. It's a case of, you can't go to the store for me. So if it's a case of only you, am I yuffer? Then why can't he pay for that? If the whole thing is that you can't go, what the mission say? Well, if it's the only store you shop at, then of course the husband can pay for it. But now we changed the case and said it's only an issue of who's going. So why can't you pay for it still? So fine, so let someone else go. You hear the question? You hear? Let someone else go. It's a big deal. Now, Elami the Seifa, the Lo Maisi Baal, in the Seifa, where the Baal's not bringing it, right? In the Seifa can't be a case where you singled out a person. Right? Can't be. Impossible for it to be a case like that. Why is it impossible for it to be a case like that? Why can't it be a case where you singled out a person? Because then why can't he be made for it? Again, what's the case? We change the case in the mission now. The case is, a woman said, I don't want you going to the store for me. Right? Even if that's the only store in the world, what did the mission say? If it's the only store in the world, the husband can be made for it. But now we change the case to say, you can't go for me, and someone else can. So why is the husband made for, why can the husband be made for it? What? Exactly. So why can the husband be made for it? You get the question? So it must be, that is not the case in the Seifa. The case of the only store in the world. It can't be. Right? Seifa, the low Maisi Baal. It can't be a case where you singled out one person. There's no reason why the husband can be made for that. Get someone else. El Resha, El be the Seifa, the low Havi Baal, Havi Resha, the Kam Aisi. So in the Resha now, yeah? In other words, it's not consistent now. Right? Ella, Resha, Ein Yachal, Ella Resha, Ein Yachal Lahafer, Ella Resha, Ein Yachal Lahafer, Udekamaisi He. Right? Umasnisin Rabbi Yosihi. What does that mean? Let's look at the bottom run. Klomar in, yes. Vadai kushta kamarta. That means what we said is true. What does that mean? Dereisha misukma bisha osra oleha peros shel oso chenvini afilu kishata vmhi. Even if you're going to bring it, it's still usher, right? The ratio. What was the ratio? The ratio was, I don't want you to go to that, I'm making a neder on that store. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said you can't be made for it. Why not? Go to the other store. Right? Go to the other store. Shmuel made a statement. Shmuel said, one second. Shmuel said, if someone is, a woman makes a neder, she's not going to have enough from that guy, the husband can be made for it. Why? It's Inu Nefesh. What's the difference in those two cases? So we said the difference was, in the Mishnah, she only singled out who's going to the store. That's what we said. Right? So the Gemara, now the Gemara says, that distinction can't hold water. Why can't it hold water? Because then what about if it's the only store in the world? That distinction can't hold water. Why not? Because what if it's the only store in the world? So what? So what? You said your husband can't go. So someone else could go. Why can't it be made for that? The answer is, back to the run, Klomar, in, Vadai Kushta de Kamarta, Reisha Mitukim Rishazel of Hera Shalosa Chenvini, Akfilu Kisha Deviim He. Even if she's gonna go, doesn't matter. Asar. Mihu, Lokasha Shmuel. It's not a Kasha on Shmuel. Why not? What? Why is it not a Kasha on Shmuel? The Mastis and Kula Rabbi Yosi. Because again, the Mishnah Rabbi Yosi, Ula Rabbi Yosi, Ein Achinamide in Yachal Hafer, Mishum Nidri in Nefesh. It's not in Nefesh. Ushmuel da Amar Mayfair Stama Afilu Mishum in Nefesh, Mashma Karabanan Sphirale. In other words, it's a machlokes. Shmuel, who said that you can be Mayfair, that if a woman makes a neder, I'm not having enough from him. I'm not going to have enough from him. You can be made for that. Why? Because Shmuel holds up the Rabbanon, that's in a nefesh. Our Mishnah said, you can't be made for that. Go to the other store. That's because it's Rabbi Yossi. And everything's good. It's all good. So the whole distinction about who's going to the store, that's all rejected. Very simple, it's a machlokas. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's not in a nefesh at all, and therefore, go to the other store. According to the Rabbanon, it is in a nefesh. Okay. By the way, the Amar Rav Huna on top line, Kula Pirkin Rav Yossi, the whole parak's Rav Yossi, Umay Ein Yachal LaHafer, and what does it mean he can't be Mayfair? Mishum Inu Nefesh, because of Inu Nefesh, Aval Dvarim Shibin, Aval Mayfair, and the Dvarim Shibin Olabena. But of course, if it's the Dvarim Shibin Olabena, she could be made for that. He could be made for that. Okay. Ready?
So. I thought in a nefesh actually you are allowed to make for it.
Yes, you are, of course you are. The question is, what's inu nefesh? Together, what's inu nefesh? That's the question. Everyone holds you can be made for inu nefesh. The Torah says that. The question is, what is under the category of inu nefesh? Right? What is that? So Rabbi Yossi is much more machmir about it. And so, I don't remember what they said. That was that whole hard daf with the washing, right? The Rabbana, much more makel. So a guy makes a neder, a woman makes a neder, I'm not going to go to that store. That's not the nefesh, go to the other store. The Rabbana said, no, guy makes a neder, woman makes a neder, I'm not going to have enough from that guy. You made for it. Why? Eat a nefesh. So what eat a nefesh is a machlokas. Okay, now, the next Gemara, we're going to read the Gemara. It's an easy Gemara, it's not an easy case. Amar of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Nadra Mishtei Kikaros, a woman makes a neder, she's not going to have two kikars. Okay? Be'echad mitzane, uba'achas ein mitzane. One of them is inu nefesh, and one of them is not. One of them is moldy, and one of them is not. So one of them makes no difference if she was asked herself. She didn't want it anyway. One of them she had a tremendous tie before. So, you hear what's going on? Now, the Duran says one was good flour and one was bad flour. So the bad flour, you know, coarse flour, nobody wants that anyway. Now, says Duran, Mitoch, says the Gemara, I'm sorry, Mitoch shehu mefer lemesaneh, mefer l'she'enu mesaneh. Since you made for one, you made for the other one also, even though it's not in a nefesh. How does that work? We'll see in a minute. Rabbi Asi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, mefer l'mesaneh, ve'ein mefer l'she'ein mesaneh. No, you can only be mefer the one that mattered. The good one. You can only be mefer the good one. The bad one? Well, the bad one can stay where it is. Iket Amri, others have the exact same Gemara, but in a question and answer form. Boy, Mine Rav Asi, Mine Rav Yochanan, Nardu Mishtei Kikaros, if she made an edit from two kikars, Ba'achas Misaneh, Uba'achas Eino Misaneh, Mahu, what's the halacha? Amalei, Mefer L'Misaneh, Ve'ein Mefer L'She'ein Misaneh. You can be made for the one you want, to make for the one that's in the Nefesh, you can't be made for the one that's not in the Nefesh. Okay? Now we're going to stop the Gemara here, and now we'll do the Ran. The Ran of the last Ran on the page. Rabbi Asi Om Rabbi Yochanan Mitzane Mefer Mitzane the Ein Mefer Shein Mitzane. Mishum Delesle Hach Gerara. If you hold, you can only make for the one that's good because there's no dragging along. Oh, it'll come along for the ride. There's no hold from that. Right? Hilkach Afilu Hefer Beferish LeMitzane the Ein Mitzane. Even if he says beferish, I'm only made for one and not the other. Eino mufar l'she'ein mesane. I'm sorry. Helga chafilu hefer beferish l'mesane. Vein mesane eino mefer. One second. How do you read this? Helga chafilu hefer beferish l'mesane. Oh, vein mesane. Eino mufar l'she'ein mesane. Even if you're beferish, made for both, beferish. It doesn't work. Why? Because the bad one's not in a nefesh. So even if you said I'm made for it, it still doesn't work. Kach brusha beisai v'lorisi lechem neham begrar de shmuel tam lama. Here, what's the reason? V'nir be'enai. The shmuel v'rabbi yochan abachik pligi. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about the following issue. Mishum de kroksiv, it says v'isha yifei renu. It says v'isha yifei renu. Umafkinan mehai kral lakamon. We're going to learn later on. The tzarech habal sheyefer kol haneder diyeferenu kula mashma. Being made for means being made for the entire neder. We're going to have a rule later. You can't be made for a chatzi neder, or you can't be chatzi mefer. No such thing. Ve'im hefer miktaso. If you made for half of it, afilu mashe hefer eino mufer. That doesn't work. Made for in half is being made for in zero. Shekeni ikar hagirsa by he shmeitzel kaman. That's the girsa later. Ukemo shenichta v'la b'shata d'shmaya. I'm going to talk about that later. Mishum hachi, therefore, kiv kamar the kiv of the nadra mishtei kikaros. Since she made a neder from two cookies, hare kineder echad. It's one neder. The e efshelo lahafer lechatzoyin diafrenu kisiv. You can't be made for half. Why? It's one neder. happens to comprise two items. Since you're allowed to make for one, make for gam kelusha ein mesane. Of course, the other ones also make for. Why? Because you can't be made for half. So it's either all or nothing. So they have a machlokas. One says all. Oh, that, so therefore it's all. The iamrit lo mati mefer. If you're going to tell me you can't be made for it, nimte shafa for us lumisana ain't a clue. What's even the one that did an effort? She can't be made for. Why not? That's not the halacha. He can for sure be made for the one that's in an efesh, right? For sure. The kibud the rachmana yav lover shusha lehefer nadarim, and since the Torah gives us permission to be made for nadarim, yeshiyesh be in an efesh al karchach mefer af b'she'ein mitzane. You hear? The mitzane b'she'ein mitzane talia, because they depend on each other. V'yamrit lo mati mefer. He could eat an nefesh. And if you tell me he can't be made for it, they'll remain with this woman in an nefesh. So do we all understand why if you made for one, you made for the other one? Even though the other one's not in an nefesh?
Yeah.
Why? Because you can't be made for half. And since you have the right to be made for, there's no other way to do it. All good? Excellent. Now,
it's to contradict the beginning of the Mishnah when it says I'm Mudar Mikola Yehudi.
We're going to get Duran to ask that question in a minute. Now let's explain the other side. The other side was, no, you can be made for individually. How does that work? You can be made for half. Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan, Mufar L'Mitzana, V'ein Mufar L'She'ein Mitzana. The Sfira Lei, the Nehi, the Yafirenu Amar Rachmana. Of course the Torah says Yafirenu, the Mashma Kulei V'lo Palgei, which means Mashma the whole thing, not half. Of course, it's not going to argue with the Pasuk. Hainu Lomar, Shetzarech L'Hefer, Kol HaNezesh Yochol Hefer. That means, you be mefer everything you can be mefer. Yafirenu dikra inu nefesh koi. What does the Torah mean? You be mefer whatever is inu nefesh. Hilgach kol she efsher shahefer kol ma she yeshbo inu nefesh. Since you mefer that whatever to her is inu nefesh. Sagi mahachi sagi yafirenu karinan vei. That's good enough. The whole Torah wants from you. Umishum hachi mefer lemesane vein mefer l'shein mesane. Good, we understand that one? Makes sense. When it says be made for, of course you can't be made for half. But here, that's like saying I'm being made for half the cookie. That you can't do. But it's two cookies, one's not in an nefesh. So that's not in your purview. That's not in your world. Make for the other one. Very good. V'chit im imkein. Tzvirulei l'shmuel. Tiafirenu akulun edar koi. Afila hipaga. Delesne mahani. Gavne. Demati made for a kiddikasivna. The Shmuel held, you could be made for the half, it doesn't apply to you. Why? Because it comes along for the ride. Otherwise it can't be made for anything. Right? Tikshile mafizim tzitnan. What about the Mishnah later? Natula nimena Yehudim. Right? A woman says, I'm not going to have anything to do with Jews. Yefer chelko. He can be made for his portion. Utehei misham mashna. And he can be with her. Utehei netulim and ayudim. But the rest of the Jews of the world, she can't have anything to do with them. Vamai. Nema. Kibbut the afirenu amrachmana. Mitov she made for chelko. Made for nami. Chelka yehudim. The belav hachil elefsher. Otherwise it's not possible to be made for the nether. That's the Ram Matthias, your question. Exactly your question. Marcel, your question too. Right? Listen to this answer. Tell me what you think of this answer. Ikal Meimar, the Efsher, the Ram can't even answer. The Efsher, Svirule Lishmuel, the Afirenu Mashma Kule, Velo Palge, Beinu Nefesh Belachudhu. This distinction is only by Inu Nefesh. Only by Inu Nefesh do we say you have to be made for the whole thing, you can't be made for half. The Belachudhu Dixiv, Velo Ashkeche bin Davarim Shebeno Labeina. But if it's the things between him and her, there's no rule like that. There's no rule like that. This distinction, this machlokas about half and half, is only half between the nefesh, not if it's the ramesh ben olav enah. Umasnisin de la kaman ubraisa de maisi Allah begemara benidru in a nefesh lakad la nakad la v'lo bedvarim shibein olav enah.
That's not true. In your case, Tashmish no. But it's giving him feet, giving him supper. Yes.
Who for the husband?
Yes.
A woman makes a neder. I'm not gonna have tasha.
No benefits by husband.
So then we said it's bottle automatically, no? Because it doesn't get off the ground. Because you have duties to your
case.
You have duties to your husband.
They know. That's every case. That's the tool of bowling. So you give me a, I didn't mean that. I man. So he says, you know what? I don't care if you're no tashmish, but you serve him. So.
Right. I hear.
I just broke the case up into two again.
One second. So let's just keep on reading. I think the Ron's going to address your point in a second. He says, "Umilso deshaychei b'taymi." I'll tell you why there's a difference. Difference in what? A difference between inu nefesh, which if you made for part, you made for the whole thing, and dvarim shavinol levinot, which you could break up. What's the difference? The difference is the benidri inu nefesh mishum kpei de didahu. Inu nefesh has to do with her. Inu nefesh is her world. She just did something to herself. She ruins her life. She said, "I'm not going to have anything to have off of people." So, the matzi mefer the inuye gabahi. It's an inu nefesh to her. It affected. She made a very silly thing. She said a very silly thing, and it affected her life. Umishum hachi eno badin she gave for lechatzayin dahavim ani leitfei. So what the Ron's saying is, therefore, I don't think you can be made for it in parcels. Avil dvarim shebeino lebeina, but if it's dvarim shebeino lebeina, mishum kpeidin debalhu. It's his issue. It's his issue. Hilkach b'may de lo kapid lo kapid, u'b'may de kapid kapid. Whatever bothers him bothers him. Whatever doesn't bother him doesn't bother him. So therefore, Mat, exactly your point. Yeah, I don't care about dinner, but Tasha's I'm not agreeing to that. But the other way around, Tasha should leave it alone. I don't care about Tasha. That you're going to have to serve me dinner. Can you say the same thing when it's inu nefesh? How can you second guess her? Therefore, when it comes to her, says Duran, you matter that part, you matter the whole thing. When it comes to Duran Shabbat Olamayna, do I care that you're not having enough in the rest of the world? It's not my business. I'm not to my own one. The rest of it, I don't care what you do. When it comes to Inu Nefesh, can he say that? Can he say, well, I'm going to second guess what's Inu Nefesh to you? No. Therefore, when Inu Nefesh part, Inu Nefesh the whole thing. Whatever is up to you. Interesting distinction. That's another distinction now between Inu Nefesh and Dvar Shabbat Olamayna. One's on you and one's on her.
That distinction is great.
It's spot on. But
the problem is, you're still taking something that she said and now breaking it apart. What's going to happen? I'm doing that.
So then we had that's the beginning of the Ron said, how you dash on the pasuk.
I know, but that's how he's playing with it. It still doesn't make sense. Think about that. It doesn't make sense.
So the truth is, the Gemara is going to say in a few days from now, I don't know, tomorrow, Sunday, whatever, that when she made a neder, not going to have any hanah from any Jews. Who did she mean? What did she mean? Let's say she meant tachmish. She can't have enough from anyone anyway. She's a married woman. What? Natula and even a Yehudim. I'm withdrawing from all Jews. Lagabi what? Lagabi what? So the Gemara is going to say in a few days, she only meant her husband. He's the only one she meant. She anyway, she's also to the whole world.
If it's a
Tasha's
thing only.
If it's a Tasha's thing only, right. Yeah, she can sort of coffee to anybody. But she can't have Tasha's with anybody. She can't have Tasha's with anybody. Except for her husband. So when she said that, she only meant her husband. The Gemara's going to say that. The Gemara's going to say that in a few days.
And it doesn't change the fact of how you split it up the net.
So the Ron's distinction is between you or her. Interesting distinction. I'm not sure we agree with it 100%. I never thought of that until I read this Ron.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
Except for the problem is it doesn't answer the first question.
It doesn't answer the first question, right. So the first, that's a good, that's why he said after. He doesn't really have an answer.
Right?
Alright, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.